Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. If you're later in the week, I hope you're having a great week. We, of course, are now on 6 stations around the country, as well as iHeartRadio. So you have no excuse not to be listening. So if you're not listening, turn the radio on. No, seriously, we're up on Long Island. We're in Gainesville. And, of course, we're here in the Palm Beach area. Tonight's show is very, very important, regardless of where you live, because what we're going to be talking about tonight affects seniors and families all over the nation, regardless of where you are. You know, you read almost every day about someone taking advantage of our seniors. Certainly the horrible caregiver stories are ubiquitous. And the financial scammers are everyday occurrences. But that really is only part of the story. We're going to talk tonight about the entire spectrum of fraud, abuse, and exploitation amongst the elderly, amongst seniors, with a very special guest and a very good friend of mine, Bonnie Conrad of your Aging and Disability Resource Center, used to be known as the Area Agency on Aging. People get them confused, but they are the same. She is my guest. She is a good friend. She has been here before, but not in some time. And there are some changes to this story that we're going to be discussing. I'll tell you more about Bonnie in just a second. But today is May 1st. It's May Day. I don't actually know what May Day is, but apparently it's a big deal in some parts of the world. I don't know about you, but for me, time flies. I can't believe it's May 1st already. I do hope that wherever you are about to have a great summer. And mostly what I want you to recognize is that the roads in all of the areas that we live get crazier and crazier, either with vacationers or people out for a good time, or who knows, somebody may or may not have had a drink, right? That those things happen. People are driving in unfamiliar surroundings. People are often impaired. People are on their cell phone. They're texting. They're doing things other than the things that they should be doing. So here's my wish for you as the summertime draws upon us. Just take your time. Be nice. You'll get there. Just take a moment. Slow down. Be nice to the person next to you. And who knows, you may be able to enjoy the entire summer with nobody getting hurt. But now to my guest. Bonnie Conrad is the project director for the Elder Rights Center of Excellence at your Aging, Disability, and Resource Center. She is an attorney who graduated, holds her Juris Doctorate from the University of Richmond Law School, and she is currently a member of the Florida Bar and the Federal Bar for the Southern District of Florida. As an attorney, Bonnie has served as a prosecutor focusing on financial financial crimes with elderly victims, and she is familiar with community resources available to our vulnerable seniors. A few of her previous positions include Vice President for Housing Services for the Housing Partnership. She was a legal editor for LRP Publications, the Fairfax County, Virginia Department of Family Services, Disability Development and Planning, and she was an assistant state attorney for Palm Beach County. During her time with the Housing Partnership, Bonnie ran several programs that protected and empowered vulnerable populations, and there is no more vulnerable a population than our seniors. And that is what we're going to talk about. So, Bonnie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And I'm thrilled that you are. So, we know that fraud and abuse and exploitation can come from scam artists, friends, even family. It can take many forms, physical, psychological, mm-hmm. and financial. And frankly, the impact of that and the amount of it will astound people, correct? Mm-hmm.
It is. It's actually about $2.9 billion a year that is lost to scammers and exploitation. And a lot of that leaves the country.
Wow, that's amazing. So why don't we start with what is the Elder Rights Center of Excellence at the Aging and Disability Resource Center? Because it's very unique. A lot of people don't know what it is, and other places don't have it.
Elder Rights is, at its core, helping people, seniors, and caregivers prevent or recover from crimes, exploitation, abuse, neglect, and fraud. And it's a much more holistic. It's not just somebody who has a police report, but somebody who may be being defrauded by a family member, who might be sending money to that person who calls them every day on the phone. And what we try to do is help them put their lives back together when something has happened, put a protection plan into place so that it can't happen. Nobody goes broke the first time they get defrauded, but we see people lose hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of months as things go on and on. So we try to be that circuit breaker that breaks the cycle of fraud and exploitation and helps people recover.
And Bonnie, how do people get to you, or how do you get to people, or which comes first, chicken or egg?
We talk with most of the police departments within Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. We also get a fair number of people from our helpline. If you call 866-684-5885 anywhere in the state, you will be connected to an elder helpline, and they realize that some of the problems are fraud and exploitation. We get calls from the state attorney's office, from some of the different social service agencies, and actually families that even see our website, www.youradrc.org, who are just looking for something to help a loved one who is facing these issues.
So elder fraud, abuse, exploitation, neglect, et cetera, most people don't think that's as pervasive a problem as we all think it is. They also think it only happens to really not very smart people, because you got to be stupid to fall for these kinds of claims, most people would think. But the reality is Bernie Madoff made an awful lot of money defrauding some very, very smart senior people.
You know, that's one of the surprises that I've found the longer that I work with seniors. The people that lose the most actually are people who typically have advanced degrees. They've had responsible positions. In part, you need to have a certain amount of intelligence to amass enough money to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And
right.
What I have found is these are people who often still can balance their checkbooks. They can hold a spirited conversation. They can remember what they're doing. But the first thing that people seem to lose as they hit the aging dementia part is that ability to evaluate risk. So there's no longer that danger signal that says, this might not be a good idea. You know, I shouldn't be sending thousands of dollars of cash in a FedEx envelope through the mail. And once they've lost that ability to evaluate, it's very rare that people would get it back. And it's something that happens to all of us. It's just that the consequences can be more catastrophic if we have more to lose.
And the truth is, we are also more reluctant to report it, and et cetera, et cetera. It's not
the other thing that I've seen. There's not only a reluctance to report, but scammers and exploiters both prey on people who are lonely. And they call them 5, 10, 15 times a day. I talked to somebody in a romance scam. They'd be texted in the morning, hello, beautiful. And it becomes a very important part of their lives, and they're psychologically dependent because this is the person who's giving them attention. This is the person who's telling them things that makes their life interesting and happy and fun. And so not only do they have some devastating financial loss, many people lose their whole nest egg, their ability to live independently, but they also have grief for a relationship that, even though it doesn't exist in reality, is very real to the person that's being scammed. And they don't want to hear from the police, and they don't want to hear from family members that this isn't real, because then that means this person that I've cared about for the past months or years, that's a lie. And that's a very hard thing to face.
So, because most people don't understand the gravity of this situation, I don't want to mire ourselves in statistics, but I want to go down two statistical directions. One is, in your elder rights division of the Aging and Disability Resource Center, if I'm saying that right, how many cases come just through you, and this is a small part of the country, come through.
We, in just our five counties, we talk to over 6,000 seniors a year. Our largest crime is theft, which includes a lot of this fraud and scams. And probably twice a month, I talk to the families of people who have lost in excess of $100,000.
Wow.
Often $200,000, $300,000, $400,000.
Wow.
To the scammers and exploiters.
And statistically speaking, how likely are we to be caught up in a scam? And we're going to talk about the kinds of scams to watch out for as the show unfolds, if you're just tuning in. But statistically, you can get caught pretty easily.
It's pretty scary. In the general United States, at all ages, 1 in 600 people get caught in a significant scam or exploitation. In Florida, which has the highest number of seniors in the country, that drops to 1 in 100. If you're in Florida and you're over the age of 60, it drops to 1 in 25. If you're in Florida over the age of 60 and you're struggling with a mental health issue, and that could be grief over losing a spouse or anxiety over a chronic medical condition, it actually drops to 1 in 7. So for most of us, it's not a question of if somebody is going to try to do something, it's when.
And I think while those are terrifying statistics, the next statistic, which is I think even more terrifying, is that you don't have a lot of resources to help people either recover certainly whatever they've lost, but more importantly, their dignity and their sense of self-worth, because you have a very limited staff.
We have 4 full-time staff, and then we have 9 senior volunteers, people from 50 to 90, who are coming in a couple days a week trying to help.
Wow, when you think about the number of people that you see. I think one of the things that I talk about that people are often astounded with is, because we always hear about the stories that make the front page of the newspaper, but almost everyone like yourself and like me who gets involved in anything resembling elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation, family plays a really big role in this, doesn't it?
It is, and well more than half of the exploiters are a family member, maybe a daughter, maybe a extended family member. Sometimes people try what I call the early inheritance plan. They believe you, grandma's going to die soon. She doesn't need the money. I do. Therefore, it's okay if I take it.
Well, I'm not laughing because I happen to be dealing with one of those ourselves right now. That's interesting. Yeah. So over half involve
family members.
Yeah.
And if you put that together with another crisis that we have here, the opioid crisis, you have so many people who are addicted to drugs, and they will prey on seniors either for money to buy drugs or actually steal the drugs themselves, steal the Medicare number so that they can get somebody to call in a prescription for drugs. So people who may be in hospice care or really needing those painkillers, they're not available for them because they're being used by family members who are using their resources.
We just heard a story this afternoon in our office about someone who was denied their Alzheimer's medication for 8 straight days. And frankly, why, I don't understand, because you can't get high from that, I can tell you that. But that's really interesting. It's a fascinating subject that, you know, is interesting because I think our misperceptions and our misunderstandings cause us to think one way, which prevents us from seeing what may be all too obvious. And we're going to talk about some of the signs as the show unfolds. We're going to talk about some of the specific scams. But as we learned, almost anybody who comes in contact with a senior, we just learned that by that executive director in Stewart, who was just arrested at an assisted or independent living community, and she was caught stealing money. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with a good friend and a very smart lady. Bonnie Conrad is here. Bonnie is the director of the Elder Rights Center of Excellence at the agency Area Agency on Aging, the Aging and Disability Resource Center. It's a mouthful, but I will get it out. Anyway, what she is an expert on elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. And we're going to go over some of the latest scams, some of the scams that we're familiar with. We're not going to repeat those tonight. Maybe we'll come to one or two of them later. But there are some new scams that you really have to be on the alert for. And no matter how smart you think you are potentially a victim. So if you're listening on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches tonight, and you'd like to talk to Bonnie about elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation, or something that you may be a little worried about, or you have a neighbor you're not sure is not being taken advantage of, and you have questions, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you're listening on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches, we are live, and we're glad that you're with us. If you're listening on Long Island or in Gainesville or on FM stations on Saturday here in Palm Beach, we're glad that you're with us. Tonight's show is one of the more important shows I will do all year. This is something I am incredibly passionate about, not near as passionate as my guest. Bonnie Conrad is here, and Bonnie is the project director for the Elder Rights Center, and we're talking about elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation, neglect. The truth is, children and seniors are our most vulnerable population, and the number of people out there willing to take advantage of them is staggering, as we just heard before the break. And it's important that we prepare ourselves and understand this and keep our eyes open to what's going on. So let's talk, Bonnie, about some of the kind of the latest scams that are really wreaking havoc in the population. Some of that's born from new technology and news and stuff.
It is, and a resurgence, particularly this time of year, in the IRS collection scams, where people get a call that says, "This is the IRS. We're filing criminal charges against you unless you pay a couple $1,000s today. You have to pay with a gift card. You have to purchase it and read us the number." And of course, IRS is scary to anybody. None of us particularly wants to be dealing with them. But they've enhanced their technology. So now when they call because of something they call spoofing software, the caller ID comes up with I.R.S. and usually a 202 area code because people associate the IRS with Washington. The real IRS actually comes up with the U.S. Department of Treasury and calls out of Atlanta. And I tell people to remember, our government does not work without paperwork. And all of us have dealt with the government and had way too much paperwork. But no government agency will call you first. They'll send you that annoying certified letter that you have to go to the post office to pick up and sign for. But you don't think of that when you're scared. And, of course, IRS is something that scares people. The real IRS doesn't take gift cards. You can't pay your taxes with iTunes cards. But again, people are frightened, so they're thinking, oh my gosh, I want to get rid of this today. And scammers will always push urgency. You have to do this now. You have to do this now. Well, we also know our government doesn't move that fast. Scammers do. Scammers don't like paper. It has this annoying tendency to turn into something called evidence. Scammers don't like time. It gives you a chance to think, oh, gee, that doesn't sound right. So if somebody's pushing fast and saying you have to do it right now, hang up.
Right.
And, of course, seniors are raised in a time when we were taught to be polite. It's not polite to hang up. And I tell people, if somebody's stealing your car, you don't have to give them the keys. If they're breaking into your house, you don't have to make them tea. When they are stealing your money, it is all right to hang up. It's not rude. They're a criminal.
Right. And seniors are more susceptible because, yes, we've been taught to be more trusting. We've been taught to be polite. But there are other traits that seniors possess that make them
seniors
more eligible to.
And the seniors who get hit by scams in particular often live alone. They may be more isolated socially. Their world is getting smaller. They're not traveling the way they used to. They're not going to work every day. And yet they still want that human contact, that discussion. So the scammers will call people upwards of 15 to 20 times a day. They'll talk to them. They know the names of their grandchildren. They know the names of their pets. They know that their dog had a cough last night and somebody cares. And that really creates that relationship that gets under someone's guard. And then when they say, oh, but I need something, the senior's right there to help. They may not have much, but what they have will go to the scammer.
So the IRS scam being one, not the only scam that comes over the phone, it's safe to say that if anyone is calling you, demanding money for any reason right away, that's the ultimate red flag. Am I right?
It is. And even debt collectors should be able to send you something in the mail showing that a debt is valid. But it is never a good idea to give money over the phone, particularly somebody who has called you.
Right.
You know, there might be a pay-by-phone option on a bill, but you're calling them. Anybody that is calling you, you don't know who's on the other end of the phone. You don't know if it's the person that your caller ID said. And the do not call lists work very well for people who obey the law. So if you're signed up on the do not call list and someone's calling you, you have a pretty good idea they're a criminal.
Right. And I think that's the critical that's the critical reminder. If you initiate the action, that's an entirely different relationship than if somebody is reaching out to you. And you always have the ability, as you said, to hang up the phone on anybody that's calling you or ask for a number how you can call them back or ask them to send you their request in writing. Is that right? If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom, here tonight with Bonnie Conrad. Bonnie is the project director for the Elder Rights Center of Excellence at the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center, which is also known as the Area Agency on Aging. Her area of specialty is elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. She is an expert. If you've just tuned in, you miss the fact that there are almost, just in this part of the little world that we travel in, over 6,000 cases reported to her group
each year. Multiply that out and you realize that elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation is epidemic. So if you live in New York, this can affect you and your family. If you live in Gainesville, just as much. If you live anywhere in our listening area, this can impact you. When we come back, we're going to talk about senior bullying, how that plays a role, and we're going to talk about so many more things that are of critical importance to you. But if you are here on Palm Beach, and it's Monday night, and it's 5:30, and you want to ask Bonnie questions, you can. Just call us, 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Tino Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking tonight with Bonnie Conrad, who is the project director for the Elder Rights Center of the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center. We're talking about elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. We're here live on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. We're also on 104.9, Gainesville's Talk Radio Station, 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio Station, and every Saturday morning, 95.9 FM, the Palm, and 92.5 and 93.5, the True Oldies stations on Saturday morning. We are talking about senior abuse, neglect, exploitation, and fraud. But one of the things that plays a big role in this dynamic, Bonnie, is senior bullying. Bullying is not just mean girls anymore. There are mean older girls too. but senior bullying really matters here.
It does, and it's actually more prevalent. 1 in 7 school kids will say they're bullied, but 1 in 5 seniors will say they're bullied. And sometimes, as you said, it's just mean girls get older, but also people are often, as they age, living in smaller places. They're in senior communities where your neighbors are a lot closer, and they may start to forget the conventions of learning what is and isn't acceptable. And some people grew up in a time when things that are not acceptable now, such as racism and homophobia and sexism, were much more common, and words that are very hurtful were very common in their vocabulary. And as they forget that those aren't words we should use, they come out and they can be very hurtful.
Yeah, they lose their inhibition. Right, and their filters.
They lose their filters, and they have a desire to control. And bullying is all about trying to control people. So you'll see the cliques trying to control the social situation. Even the old shake down somebody for their lunch money happens in senior centers and places where seniors are together. That desperate need to have one last bit of control over something comes out. On the other hand, the same things that we teach our kids or our grandkids about bullying still apply. You having a buddy system. Bullies often try to get people off and alone. Calling bullying what it is. No, you can't bully me. You can't just say that you want my seat and taking it. And appealing to authority figures wherever it may occur. If it's the condominium association, if it's a senior center, if it's an organization of a house of worship or a social club, calling bullying what it is and addressing it is the only way to deal with it, whether it's at the schoolhouse or the senior center.
And as bullying moves into exploitation, which it does all too easily, what we really begin to face is this concept of betrayal, because we trust some of these people. They would never do this to us.
You can't exploit somebody without a relationship. And that's really the fundamental difference between a scam who will take money from anybody and who will lie to everybody, and an exploitation where they will gain somebody's trust and the person should have a right to trust them. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a financial professional. Maybe it's a longtime family friend. But they break that trust and they do it for their own benefit against the benefit of the senior. This isn't somebody that's made a mistake. We all make a mistake. This is somebody who is actively encouraging a trusting relationship and then using it for their own benefit, not the person who has given them the trust. And, you know, I've heard many seniors tell me that betrayal is as much or more painful than the financial loss.
Right. Sometimes it isn't the financial loss near as much as it is I trusted that person. You and I have worked on a case for 4 years that together, and that's really at the core. While it was a fair amount of money, right, at the core was really less about that than it was how could she do that to me? I loved her like a daughter, kind of thing. So one of the telltale signs, one of the early warning signs, is somebody who's becoming increasingly more isolated.
It is. And, you know, I go back to when we were in elementary school and we used to see I'm dating myself, film strips where the lion would circle the prey, or the animal. The predator always cuts their prey out from the herd and isolates them. And predators, whether they're four-legged or two-legged, will do that. One of the first questions I ask somebody is, you know, are they keeping the person in contact with other people, or are they isolating them? Predators always isolate. They tell people, oh, she's asleep. They're never available when somebody calls. When somebody says, they're not feeling well today, we're going to cancel that appointment. And often they will even speak for the person instead of letting them speak their own mind. Those are all predatory behaviors so that the person can't say, oh, something might be going wrong. On the other side of it, they're also talking to their prey. And almost always the threat, whether it's explicit or implied, is I'm the only thing between you and the home. Right. I'm the only person that cares for you. I'm the only person who makes sure that you get food. It may not be true. They've blocked everybody else out of that person's life. But if all you ever hear is one voice, you begin to believe it. That's how they break prisoners of war. And certainly our vulnerable seniors can break just as easily.
It's really fascinating. I think the thing is that many of us, many of my listening audience, many of the people that we come in contact with kind of sense sometimes that something's going on, but we don't want to get involved, or we don't maybe we're wrong, or maybe we're being paranoid or something. But you and I would both say, if you see something, say something.
If you see something, say something. And even more than that, I always ask people, we all have people in the back of our mind, in the bottom of our heart that we worry about. Give them a call. Talk to them. Push on until you actually talk to them. even if you're just having a five-minute conversation once a week, it lets them know that there's somebody else in the world that cares. And that prevents a predator from saying, there's nobody else that cares about you. There's nobody else that thinks about you. And gives them an opportunity if there's something wrong to say something. If the hair on the back of your neck is still standing up, every county in America has an area agency on aging. Give them a call, tell them you're concerned, and they will give you the next steps.
And you can report suspected abuse and exploitation confidentially. It's not always anonymous. Definitely. It's confidentially, and they won't betray that confidence. So, and we're all kind of mandated report. Everybody, if you see something, has the obligation to tell somebody.
It is. In Florida, it's 1-800-96-ABUSE is the abuse number. You can report on the phone. You can report on the internet. You can also always ask your local law enforcement to do a welfare check on somebody. If maybe you're out of state, you're not sure what's going on. And while they won't do it every day, you know, they've always been very good about going and seeing, are people all right? And sometimes, unfortunately, they find it's not all right.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. And if your mom's getting older, or you have a neighbor who's getting older, or you yourself are getting older, you are very likely to be targeted for some form of abuse or exploitation or fraudulent activity. You may also be suffering from neglect, and we haven't talked a lot about that aspect of it. We still have time. So if you're listening here in Palm Beach, of course, we're live every Monday night on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We're live from 5 to 6. Tonight, my guest is Bonnie Conrad, and Bonnie is the project director for the Elder Rights Center of Excellence at the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center, or your local area or agency on aging. She is an expert on elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation, and we're going to talk more about that as soon as we come back. But if you have questions for Bonnie, call us, 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day, so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. And as we age, we become more susceptible to being taken advantage of, and the scams that we get confronted with can take many, many different directions. My guest tonight is an expert in elder fraud, abuse, exploitation, and neglect. She is Bonnie Conrad, and Bonnie is here from the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center. She is a long-term friend, but more importantly, she's one of the most knowledgeable people I know in this space, having spent a great deal of time, some of it as assistant state attorney. Bonnie, in talking about elder fraud, abuse, mm-hmm. and exploitation, you describe it as a pyramid, at least you did, but so how does abuse manifest itself?
Almost always it starts because somebody wants something that a senior has, typically money, and it doesn't have to be a large amount of money. It can be a Social Security check, an SSI check, or it could be Mickey Rooney's Millions. But it always starts out with asking, I want this, give me this. And then, you know, kind of sweet talking, oh, come on, do this, which often leads to then lying. Well, of course I bought food with the money you gave me and nothing else. Well, that must have been something else on your credit card. And it goes to psychological abuse. You want me to take you to your doctor's appointment? You let me use your car to go out with my friends. It can even get worse to the point that it's physical, where things are taken from somebody, where people are actually injured trying to get to their things. And at its worst point, will even turn into sexual abuse. The oldest rape victim in the state of Florida was a 93-year-old named Miss Mary, who was raped by her grandson who wanted her Social Security check to buy beer with.
Wow.
And it is, again, that, you know, we know sexual violence is somebody looking for control. And at every stage, elder abuse is somebody trying to control the elder for their own benefit and not caring about the senior.
And there is a profile of the more susceptible as well, right? I mean, I know that you think mm-hmm. they are traditionally alone, but, you know, we talked a little bit about isolation. Mm-hmm. Are there other telltale signs for those of us out there who may be witnessing it?
And it can be many forms. It can be somebody who might be living with a spouse or family member who has turned, you know, has developed dementia and having difficulty. So you can be alone and still living with other people.
Right.
Someone who may have had distance from children because the children have a substance abuse issue, a gambling problem. But again, people, and what surprised me is many of our victims are actually of above average intelligence.
Right.
And well educated. But they still have that isolation about what's going on now and their need for human contact, human socialization is not being met.
And so dementia is a really important component part of this process. As I know all too well, it's almost 10 years before people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's mm-hmm. or dementia, but they're exhibiting symptoms as early as 10 years before that. So we may not think we're there yet, but it could be impacting our mm-hmm. ability to understand what's going on.
And that's, I call it, between independence and incapacity in that 10-year period, that is where most exploitation occurs. People, again, they may still be able to balance their checkbook. They can do many things. What you lose first, and they actually followed a group of 1,000 people who were healthy and had good memory, went back to the people who developed dementia and said, what changed first? And what changed first was the ability to evaluate risk. You know, speculating in options in the stock market, is that a risk? And there's actually things that people can look at, some relatively simple questions. What is the transaction that a senior is doing? Whose idea was it? Because if it was their idea, it's less likely to be exploitive than if it was suggested to somebody else. Who benefits? Is this something that benefits the senior or does it benefit somebody else in their life? What does it change in their life? Does it put something at risk? You know, somebody who's a millionaire might be able to give $10,000 to a caretaker or a new best friend, whereas somebody who has $50,000 left to last them the next 5 years can't.
Right. So, and I think, you know, there is the perception amongst many of us that this is almost always third party. And as we said earlier, we haven't really dug down very deep into it. This is actually more likely to come from family than it is from an outside third party.
It is actually more likely to come through family. You know, charity begins at home, but so does exploitation. Because family members know who in their family might have money. And again, it doesn't have to be a great deal of money, but most seniors have some type of a steady income. And people know what day the Social Security check. Seniors are also more likely to own their own home, to own a car, and these are things that often family members will exploit. One of the big things that I hear from people is they've moved in and they won't move out. Right. Or as one gentleman told me, they moved in to take care of me, and all they're taking care of is spending my Social Security check.
Right. And I think that's so rapid change in a neighbor's circumstances that's not clearly identifiable or explainable is another telltale sign. You know, again, I think we all think that we understand what's going on, but the truth of the matter is this takes so many different pathways to abuse and exploitation. So if you're just tuning in, you're missing a great show. I'm sorry that you're late, but I have good news for you. You can listen to this show. What are we talking about? We're talking about elder fraud, abuse, exploitation, and neglect with Bonnie Conrad. Bonnie is the project director of the Elder Rights Center for the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center, the Area Agency on Aging. She's been talking about some of the newer scams that are there and some of the profiles of people, seniors in particular, who are more susceptible to be taken advantage of. If you missed the beginning of the show and you're sorry you did, we have good news. We podcast. So you can search tomorrow, OMG, I'm getting, and up we will pop. You can listen to this show or any of the others that we have done. We also will put the show up on palmbeach.comforcare.com. Palm Beach, one word, .comforcare. C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. I know you want to put a T in there. Don't do it. You won't find us if you do. Palmbeach.comforcare.com. And if you don't have a radio and the only time you pick us up is in the car and you're not always in the car, that's no excuse anymore because there's an app for that. Of course there's an app for that. There's the TuneIn Radio app. You can listen to us anywhere, anytime on your smartphone. But if you want to listen live, just set your reminder at 5 o'clock on every Monday night to 900 a.m., the Talk of the Palm Beaches, and we will be there. Of course, we simulcast the show, www.900thetalk.com. We're local, statewide, national, and international. And, of course, again, we are on iHeartRadio. Next week, I have a very, very interesting show. It is Stroke Awareness Month, and Dr. Ali Malik will be here. And Dr. Malik is perhaps the single most knowledgeable physician in our region when it comes to strokes. He is a rock star in strokes. And in a a small world story, he is actually responsible. He doesn't even know this, for me having written my book. He was the guest that forced me or caused me to write my book. I'll tell him that story when he's here next week. But Dr. Malik is a special guy. He's really knowledgeable, and he saves lives each and every day. He's really a magician. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking to Alpert Jewish Family and Children's Services, and we're going to be talking about some of the services that you may not understand that they have available for you, and that will be regardless of where you are. So they have care management services. They have pooled trust services, et cetera. There's a lot of things that they're doing that we have not visited in a very long time. So we're going to have a couple of guests from Alpert Jewish Family and Children's Services in 2 weeks. So next week for Stroke Awareness Month, Dr. Ali Malik, and in 2 weeks, Alpert Jewish Family and Children's Services. But I am still here with Bonnie Conrad from the Elder Rights Center, the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center. Bonnie, we haven't given out the number. We did it just once. How do people reach the AAA or the Aging, Disability, and Resource
Center?
Anywhere
in the state of Florida, you can call 866-684-5885. That's 866-684-5885. And that will connect you to the Elder Helpline. If you say you have a concern about abuse or exploitation, you will get to my department. But they will get you to someone who can help you anywhere in the state. If you're outside the state, if you call your local area agency on aging, they will know where to get help.
We didn't really spend any time at all on identity theft, and that is just as big an issue, right? I mean, identity theft is a biggie.
It is, and again, that's something that has combined with the substance abuse crisis, where first people will use your Social Security money to open credit cards, file a tax refund in your name. But for most people, their Social Security number is also their Medicare number, so then they can use that to get painkillers, to feed an addiction, or to sell for other things. So you have identity theft people that will call you on the phone. And one of the things that we're seeing is after somebody has reported an identity theft or somebody will, you know, call somebody out, oh, I think this is a scam. The next call they get by will be somebody pretending to investigate the scam. And they'll say, I'm from the attorney general's office or I'm from the police department. And what is your bank account number? And what is your Social Security number? And, you know, we're all trained to cooperate with the police. And we want to help catch the people who have just scammed us so that information goes out and they hit us again.
And the other thing that you've touched on a couple of times but really plays a role in this is addiction, and not necessarily a senior's addiction to drugs or alcohol, mm-hmm. which is very prevalent amongst the senior population, but their family's addiction, right? The addiction's an important ingredient.
It is, and it's one of the ways that you can find who a suspect might be if somebody is losing money or even losing things that can be pawned easily. Addicts need to feed their addiction, and drugs are expensive. Even alcohol can be expensive. And so they need a steady source of income or money to be able to pay for that addiction. And often that steady source of income or money happens to be the seniors in their lives. They can move into their house. They can spend their Social Security check. They can steal often cherished mementos that are sold for pennies on the dollar just to feed the next high.
It's amazing. One scam we didn't talk about that I wanted to talk about, and we don't have a whole lot of time, but a lot of people have heard about the Yes scam. All right, let's talk about the Yes scam because it's pretty prevalent.
It is, and
moment,
I've had a number of people talk to me where somebody gets on the phone and they ask you, you know, is it raining outside? And I say yes, or is it daylight? And I say yes, and then they say, well, now I'm using this, and I can. It's your voice print. So anytime that somebody applies for credit or spends money, it's your voice. You owe it. What it is a lie. First of all, yes, there might be certain expensive voice prints. It's not used by creditors. It's not used by anybody outside of the spy industry or the government. But it's a reason to keep people from reporting. And criminals need people not to report them and to think that, oh, I did something wrong. Guilt is a very powerful motivator. And if people think, oh, I did something wrong, then they're not going to report it and the criminals can keep on robbing.
It's really amazing. And, of course, we didn't talk at all and we won't tonight because we're going to run out of time. We didn't talk about the grandma scheme, which is still alive and well, and the Jamaican lottery scam, which is still alive and well. People think these don't happen, but you and I both know many people that have been taken advantage of. By grandma, I've been arrested in Mexico, and mommy and daddy, I can't find them, and I need $5,000 for bail right away. And we run down to the store and wire $5,000. It happens.
It happens. My mother-in-law got the scam call just last month. What the scammers didn't realize is that her grandson was only 13 years old. So when they said, well, my car got stopped and there was marijuana, and she said, why are you driving to a wedding? You're only 13.
That's great. You must have some funny stories, although sadly, most of what you deal with each and every day is anything but funny, because it is all too common. Bonnie, you're a wonderful guest. I hope you'll come back again. I can't thank you enough for being here. The information you impart is just incredibly valuable. I encourage you, if you have any questions about elder fraud, abuse, and exploitations, call Bonnie's office. Call through the helpline, 1-800 684-5885. If you're in Palm Beach County, you can just call 561-684-5885. Call and ask for the Elder Rights section. You will not be disappointed. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you're a regular listener, we're glad you're here. If you're a new listener, we're here every Monday night at 5 o'clock live, as well as the other five stations we're on around the country. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents, none more important than elder fraud, abuse, and exploitation. I want to thank my guest, Bonnie Conrad, for being here tonight. As she has been before, she is a wealth of information. And to all of you out there, I hope you have a great week. Thank you so much. We'll see you next Monday. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom.